This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Hi, I'm Chris Doyle, the managing editor for the Baptist Messenger and the host of this episode of Messenger Insight. And I'm joined today by Oklahoma Baptist University President Heath Thomas. And we're going to talk about all the exciting things that are happening as you call it, Oklahoma Baptists University.
Yeah, that's right.
That possessive there. Let's just start right off. I know the spring semester went through a lot of twists and turns, but I know there were some good things that happened. Why don't you share with us about some highlights, and especially this senior class, and what could you say about them?
Well, Chris, thank you very much for the opportunity to join you and talk with you about what God's doing at OBU. This is an exciting time at OBU. There's no doubt about it. And, it was a big challenge. The COVID-19 realities hit every higher education institution very, very hard. OBU was not immune to that, obviously. But, in the midst of that challenge, like many of our churches have experienced, we've seen God unbelievably at work. And so God has provided a pathway for us. And the way I've said it is, we're going to move from our strengths to a position where we can survive the challenges of COVID and the kind of the economic turbulence that we see in our communities. And then from there, move to a position of greater strength. And when I think about our senior class, I was just talking with one of our graduates from the senior class who just became one of the teaching pastors at First Baptist Church Owosso. And, he's one of our graduates who is a leader on campus. His name's Misael Gonzalez, and he's just a phenomenal leader. And, Misael's story could be replicated again and again and again in this class. Mm-hmm. Students who were equipped at OBU to make a difference in their world, and now they're employed at in ministry positions or as nurses or in grad school. I was just one of our students who is from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. She was a nursing student for us, and she interned with my wife. My wife was a school nurse, so she interned with my wife.
Yeah.
And now she has been accepted into Vanderbilt for advanced study. Okay. So these are the stories of OBU. Yeah. This is our graduates. These are the folks who come into OBU. They're equipped, and then they go into their communities and make a difference. Or if God calls them to advanced study, they go to tier one universities all over the world. I think about one of our recent graduates who immediately was accepted into St. Andrews University. And again, this story could be replicated over and over and over again, where students are just equipped to go into their areas, into their communities, whether it's Oklahoma City or Tulsa or Waleka or wherever it might be.
Yeah.
And they go in, and because they've been equipped, they have great industry relationships. They can get a job very quickly, 99% placement rate.
That's great.
After graduation, unbelievable.
Sure.
So, OBU is worth Oklahoma Baptist's investment because we want to receive our students from our churches, equip them under the lordship of Jesus Christ, and so that they leverage their lives for Jesus for eternal and lasting gospel impact in whatever sector that God places our graduates. So that's exciting,
sure.
And that's why I get up in the morning.
That's awesome. Well, that's good to hear. And, now we got to turn to the upcoming school year, about to begin. Really, your first full school year as you came on, I guess, in January. So this is kind of a different approach, a beginning. And correct me if I get it wrong, I know we're starting earlier in the fall, early August. Not going to have any fall breaks, going to try to end before Thanksgiving. I know I may have stumbled a little bit, but talk about how different the fall is going to look and how you came about deciding to come this approach.
Well, thank you for the question. So, yes, OBU has taken the approach that we're anticipating a wave of COVID, a second wave, if we want to call it that. Mm-hmm. Based on what we see with the CDC recommendations, we want to be prepared for that. So what we did, we went to the board and said, look, what we want to do is we want to do a early start. So we're starting a week early. And then we're removing fall break. So we're going to power through the entire fall semester and be done the week, the final week before we take Thanksgiving break. So at Thanksgiving, students won't come back to class. And the reason why that's important is we have students from all over the U.S. attending OBU. And some of our students will be coming from hotspots. We don't want to both endanger the campus, but we also don't want to endanger the wider Shawnee and Oklahoma City community. And the reason I say that is because when you think about OBU, we're not an island. We're a major industry in Shawnee. And for the greater Oklahoma City metro, we make a pretty significant impact. And at the, because of that, we want to be a good neighbor. We don't want our students going into our businesses and into our work for, workspaces all over this area and either contracting COVID and bringing it back to campus or contracting it on campus and taking it out into the community. So we felt like to be a good neighbor, to be wise with our campus, we wanted to shorten the or start a little bit earlier and end a little bit more quickly.
Okay. And any feedback so far? I know this is kind of quick, but how do you think students are going to respond to this?
Well, I think it's a great response so far. We've already had students and families reach out to us saying, thank you for taking this action. Yeah. Thank you for thinking about the community. Thank you for thinking about my son or my daughter. Thank you for taking care of us. And I know it's a little bit different, and all of us are having to adjust on the fly. And you know, I had to make the decision to order, I forget how many thousands of masks that we're going to be giving to every employee and every student at OBU. But the reason is because we want to protect our community. We want to protect the city of Shawnee, and we want to make sure that everything that we do, we're following state, local, and federal guidelines, following the CDC guidelines, which we are, so that we can have, as best we can, a healthy campus.
Yeah. Obviously, this is your start of your presidency. I would like to think it would not, you did not expect any of this when you took on the role. How are you personally looking at it, and how are you approaching, even with all of these confusing times, how do you look on the beginning of your presidency?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I think what I would say there is, you know, as I was weighing with my family the possibility of the presidency. Of course, anybody who's been in a position of leadership, if you feel like you're equipped for the task, you're probably not ready for the task. I don't feel like I'm terribly equipped. I feel called to it. And that was the thing that drew me to the position in the first place. Not because I aspired to it, not because I was just desperate to be the president of OBU. I was very happy being the dean of the Hobbs College for Theology and Ministry at OBU, which I'd served there for 4 years, and serving the churches of Oklahoma as the church relations officer at OBU. So I loved that. But you know, I felt called to the position. And so as we were weighing, you know, is this something that God is really putting before us, I just prayed, God, I don't know how to do this. So if this is of you, would you give me the wisdom? Mm-hmm. And I believe, and we believe, as Oklahoma Baptists, we believe the Word of God. Yeah. And, you know, Scripture teaches us, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. And so that's actually what I've been doing since day one, is God, give me the wisdom that I don't have, because your wisdom is much better than mine. So from that beginning point, that was one of my foundational messages to my cabinet and to some of our leadership at OBU in the first, or it was actually January 2nd, the first week on the job, that was my prayer. Give us wisdom to chart the way forward for the good of our Oklahoma Baptists and for the good of Oklahoma. And honestly, this is what I can say. God has given wisdom, and God has been with us every step of the way. And the reason for that is because we have been pressing into the Lord. We have kept before the Lord every step of the way. And I'm just praying that God continues to give us wisdom. I believe that if we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. God will lift us up. God will equip us, and God will prepare us for what He has for us. I believe that's true for us individually. I also believe that's true for Oklahoma Baptist University.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Let's talk about some unique opportunities that are going to begin. There's this one program, and you can elaborate more. It was a BA to MDiv program.
Yeah.
What are the details and the opportunities of this program, and who can benefit from it?
Well, that's a great question. So the BA to MDiv partnership is something that I developed, I think, about two and a half years ago. Essentially, you know, we have great Baptist seminaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all six of them are fantastic. Each have their own strengths, each have their own geographical kind of locations, and I love each and every one of them. So I thought, you know, OBU's education at the bachelor's level is, in fact, world class. I remember sitting in one of my professors in my PhD program. I remember one of my PhD supervisors was at Oxford, and I remember sitting in his office and working with him over 4 years. So I'm pretty familiar with world-class scholarship. And I'm telling you, OBU's education is world-class. Mm-hmm. And the investment in the mentorship. So I knew at OBU and the Hobbs College for Theology of Ministry, if you are going there for ministry formation and ministry training, it will be biblically rooted, it will be faithful, and that is gospel-centered and orthodox. And then finally, it's going to be practical. And I like that because I've served six churches.
Okay.
And I know what it is not to have that practical side. We've got to have the practical side of ministry. So biblical foundations, orthodox theology, and then the practical side of ministry, that's what kids are going to get at the undergraduate level at Oklahoma Baptist University and the Hobbs College. So because I served at Southeastern Seminary in Wake Forest, North Carolina for 8.5 years, I was the PhD director out there, and I was professor of Old Testament and Hebrew out there. I kind of know the seminary world, right? So I said, instead of creating something from scratch at OBU and replicating what our seminaries do, why don't we just partner together? Mm-hmm. We have world-class undergraduate education for theology and ministry, Bible and theology, missiology, Christian ministry. We've got this great education. Why don't we just partner with our seminaries to get kind of a leg up? So essentially, your first-year experience at seminary is already done with your education at OBU. So I pitched it to some of our seminaries, and, you know, within the first 6 months of negotiations, all six seminaries came on board.
Wow.
And so essentially, if a student at OBU completes their Bachelor of Arts in Biblical and Theological Studies, Christian Ministry, Global Marketplace Engagement, or even philosophy, what happens is they get up to 27 hours towards their master's degree, counted directly, and they can essentially go into their second year of their master's degree. And I mean, that is a huge leg up for a Master of Divinity.
Yeah.
And so right now we have partnerships, I believe, with 8 different seminaries or divinity schools, and each of them has different, you know, benefits, and each of them looks a little bit different because of the internal policies and procedures of each seminary or divinity school. But the good news is, if a student is called to ministry, or called to the mission field, or called to bivocational or co-vocational ministry, they can be adequately equipped at OBU and then get up to 27 hours towards their master's degree, cut down the runway, and then get out there in the churches immediately.
That's awesome.
So that's huge. And that saves up to, depending on the partnership with one of our seminaries, up to $6,000 to $7,000 for the master's level education. They just complete the first year at OBU. That's huge.
That is awesome. You know, it makes me think the type of student that you would look for is, you know, our students that are called to ministry at Falls Creek.
That's right.
Or called, you know, in any other ways. You know, this would be that type of student you would be looking
for. Yeah, absolutely. And what's interesting about this program, what we're finding is that students right now coming out of high school, they're already thinking, okay, I'm called to ministry.
Yeah.
I want to get fully trained for the good of our churches, for the good of our cities, and the good of our state. So how do I do that? Where do I do that? Well, now Oklahoma Baptist University is the premier place to be trained for ministry, and then prepare you for your advanced standing at our sister seminaries.
That's great. Awesome. Sounds like a great program. Another encouraging or interesting program as well is you're going to be, I guess, partnering with Lexington Correction Center. It's a divinity degree program.
That's right.
We're talking about, of course, those that are in prison. But what can you share about this program and its purpose?
So thank you so much. I can't tell you how excited I am about this. So the mission of OBU, why we exist, what we do, is we exist to transform lives by equipping students. Well, when I think about our prison population in Oklahoma, those who are incarcerated, you know, Oklahoma has an extraordinarily high percentage of incarceration mm-hmm. amongst our in the United States. So, and increasingly high in women's prison incarceration. So, it's a tough place to be. The way that we can look at that is an opportunity for gospel advancement, and that's how OBU has tried to engage the question: how can we advance the gospel in our prison system by partnering with the Department of Corrections? And how can we work with our Oklahoma Baptists mm-hmm. and all link arms together to achieve something that's a win for every group? Well, what we've done is we've created a Bachelor of Arts in Christian Studies that we'll be deploying through the Lexington Correctional Facility. And the reason that we want to work there is because the Department of Corrections has said that would be a good place to begin this program. We can pull from all the prisons in the state. Mm. We can vet the applicants and then put about 40 students, yeah. OBU students, sure. prisoners, in this facility. And the design of it is a kind of moral rehabilitation. We help those inmates understand the gospel, what it is to live well before the Lord, and what it is to make a positive impact in a community rather than a destructive impact yeah. in a community. Mm-hmm. And we've modeled this program after some other exemplars in Angola Prison, in Louisiana, Darrington Prison, in Texas, and we've adapted our work to those kinds of models, and recidivism rates in those models has gone down considerably. The culture of prisons changes to a contentious place, actually to a healthy and vibrant place. It's an unbelievable opportunity. And what happens is those who are students, OBU students inside the Lexington facility, what happens is we give them a bachelor's education. Mm-hmm. And then after they graduate, they become chaplain's assistants or, helpers in other prisons. And we send them back out into the other prisons all across the state so they can be agents of change, oh, yeah. agents of gospel advancement
right.
all over the state. So, yes, it's a long look, yeah. but we're looking at lasting impact. Lasting strategic gospel advancement. So when we think about that, we are thrilled about this opportunity. We're very grateful for the partnership with the Department of Corrections. We believe that this will be a help to our Department of Corrections. We'll be a good neighbor once again yeah. to our prison facilities all across the state, starting at Lexington. We're excited about it.
We need to have you back and get an update on how that program
proceeds. Oh, I'd be delighted. I'd be delighted.
Well, just last question, and I know you got a busy schedule. Thanks again for your time
it's a pleasure.
Spending with us. Let's get to know you. Allow Oklahoma Baptist to hear your testimony, and how is God working in your life?
Yeah, thank you for that. So I came to Christ when I was 16. And it wasn't a Falls Creek moment, although I did go to Falls Creek as a youth. My dad was a pastor. He was a pastor for 40 years. In fact, he pastored in the state of Oklahoma. He was pastor of Council Road Baptist Church from 1987 to 1992 before he went and pastored First Baptist Church of Euless, Texas, in Euless. And I remember when I was 16, we had an evangelist come in and preach. And this evangelist, I really don't remember anything that he said. But I do remember the invitation. Mm-hmm. He said, some of you have not heard a word that I've said, but right now the Holy Spirit is talking to you and you need Jesus. Well, I was a pastor's kid, mm-hmm. right? I knew the answers. I knew the knowledge. I had the facts.
Right.
But in that moment, the Holy Spirit absolutely gripped my life, and I knew without a shadow of a doubt, I need to follow Jesus.
Awesome.
And so what I did is I went down and I grabbed my dad and I said, Dad, I am lost. Mm. I need to be saved. I need Jesus. And he said, all right, son. You know, I love this about my dad. He wasn't embarrassed. He wasn't, what are people going to, He was so happy that his lost son gave his life to Jesus. And so I knew what to do.
Right, right.
You know, it wasn't a foreign language to me. It was just quite simply this, Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner and I can't save myself. Would you please save me? I want to follow you for the rest of my life.
That's awesome.
And so at 16, my life was radically changed. And I kept trying to figure out what is it that God has me to do.
Right.
And I always had this academic bent. So I felt like God was calling me to be an English professor. Mm-hmm. And so that's the path that I took. I went to Oklahoma Baptist University as an undergrad, as an English major. And I remember my junior year, we had a speaker, you may have heard of him, named Henry Blackaby come and preach.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And in that chapel message at OBU, I sensed that God was calling me to ministry. And I thought, I'm going to be a pastor. So I called on a phone. We didn't have cell phones. I called on a landline. Two of my mentors, one was my father. And I said, I think God's called me to ministry. And he said, well, okay, pray about it. I'll pray with you. Call me again in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. So I did. And I just said, you know, I sense the call. And he said, okay, well, is there anything that you could do in your life and be happy? Because if that's it, then you're not called to ministry. But mm-hmm. if you feel the burden from the Lord and there's nothing that you can do, you know, I'll help you out. And so I did. I sensed that call. And so I felt like maybe it's going to be pastoral ministry. At that time at OBU, I declared that I was a Bible minor. I kept my English major because I was too far along.
Yeah.
And then after that, following that call, I switched to a Bible minor and then went to Southwestern Seminary in Fort Worth and graduated OBU and did a master's in theology. Thinking that maybe I was going to be a pastor. But as you know, you discern that call, and you don't know, right? So you just keep pressing into the Lord. I served at a church there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a number of years and got my master's, got married, had my first child. And you know, what got impressed is, you know, you are called to the ministry, but it's not pastoral ministry. It's the teaching ministry.
Mm.
You know, I just read yesterday morning in my reading, my Bible reading was Ephesians 4, 8 through 11. And, you know, these offices of the church and these mm-hmm. things that are going on in the church.
Right.
And one is that teacher. And I didn't understand what that meant, but I kept pressing in. And God called me to, I believe, the teaching ministry. It just wasn't English literature. It was really Old Testament. And so God clarified that call, and every step along the way, even in seminary, I had these professors say, you know, you're really gifted at this. You need to pursue this. And so I did. I pursued that. I pursued my PhD in the UK. I served two churches while I was in the UK, and then after that, took a position at Southeastern Seminary. I was an elder at a church called the Summit Church in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, and served out there for a number of years. And served at Southeastern, had a great experience until God called our family back to Oklahoma to the Hobbs College of Theology and Ministry. And from there, he's done incredible work in our life. I've got a wife, Jill, who's a trained nurse, and she's done all different kinds of nursing in Texas and North Carolina and Oklahoma. And she's an incredible, incredible follower of Jesus.
That's
and
awesome.
Four kids, two high schoolers and two grade schoolers, and we're excited about what God has at OBU. So that's a little bit about myself. I hope that helps.
That's awesome. I'm excited for you as you are beginning your presidency. It sounds to me like God has blessed you in an abundance and has put you in a great place to lead Oklahoma Baptist University, and we look forward to seeing how God will use you in these coming days. So,
well, I really do appreciate it. And if I could just ask our Oklahoma Baptist one thing, it would just be simply this: pray for us.
Yeah.
And if God brings OBU to mind, pray for us, because we do face challenging days ahead. But I believe by God's grace, listen to me, I do believe this. As our students in Oklahoma come to OBU, we are going to equip them to leverage everything they are, whether it's a nurse, a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, a minister. We're going to equip them to leverage everything they are for the cause of Christ and for the sake of His gospel, and then go into your communities and make a gospel impact in every sector, in every sphere of life. That's what we're about. We transform lives to equip students to do that. So pray for us. It's vitally important work. I believe it's strategic for the future of our Oklahoma Baptists.
Right.
And just pray for us. And while you're at it, if there are any students out there, hey, OBU is the place for you. We want to see you there.
Dr. Heath Thomas, President of Oklahoma Baptist University, thank you for joining us
today. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.